For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. It's Tuesday morning. Good morning to everyone out there. I hope you're doing wonderfully. And I hope you woke up this morning and thank God for another day, another clean sheet. You know what I mean? Nothing's been written on it yet. Well, it has according to God from the foundations of the earth. But for you, isn't it wonderful that when you wake up, you say, man, I got a new day, new mercies. I can start again today. God, what do you say about today? And he'll unfold it to you. We go in the journey discovering what he's foreordained. And it's a beautiful thing because as you get to knowing him further and trusting him, you really start seeing, wow, you have shaped up a plan that I would never have dreamed of, never could have entered my mind, but you knew it all along. And it's great. It matches you. It fits you like a hand in a glove. So I hope you did that this morning. Said, good morning, God. You could do that right now. Good morning, God. Yes, and the carpools. And I love talking to the moms. They're in the carpools. They're like, Anna, we'll pull off and we'll drink our coffee and we'll listen to the broadcast. Because normally at 9:35, you've already been to the schools. That's great. You know, I know. I'm tipping my coffee cup to you. How's that? But we want to continue this week. I just gave an intro, and we're going to be talking about walking in the Spirit. Walking in the Spirit. Let's get some foundation scriptures in here. Galatians 5:25. If we live in the Spirit, let us walk in the Spirit, Paul says. My brethren, God directs our lives by his Spirit to our spirit. All right, let's look at a couple things. Three definitions of man, if you will. Paul addresses this in Corinthians, and I'm going to do it very briefly, but I'm getting to the point of walking in the Spirit by becoming a spiritual person, spiritual man. There's the natural man, in the Greek, psychikos. It's the sensual man. This is man who lives under the control of just his, what we call his flesh. It's like the animalistic part of man, opposed to a spiritual man who lives according to the Spirit of God on the inside of him. To this natural man, anything spiritual is foolishness. He just can't see it because he's natural. And actually, it's going to sound cruel, but it's so natural. Man, he just has animal appetites, if you will. He's spiritually dead. That's how we all were before Jesus came to live inside of us. We walked according to the natural course of this world. But God, aren't those the best two words in the Bible? But God. Man, I just could close my eyes right now before I continue, and so can you. I don't care what it is you're going through right now. But God. Whew, I feel that. But God pulled us out from being just a natural man so that we would become a spiritual man. So again, categorizing that natural man only goes according to the animalistic parts of a person. We're going to get you to the spiritual man this week. More tomorrow on A Future and Hope with Anna Downey. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.